This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has confirmed it carried out strikes in Iraq and Syria, according to a statement posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, from U.S. Central Command. The statement says, quote, U.S. Central Command forces conducted airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, Quds forces, and affiliated militia groups. U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets, with numerous aircraft to include long-range bombers flown from the United States. The airstrikes employed more than 125 precision munitions. The facilities that were struck included command and control operations centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, and unmanned aerial vehicle storages, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of militia groups and their IRGC sponsors who facilitated attacks against U.S. and coalition forces. A fire caused by a gas explosion late Thursday evening in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, killed at least three people and injured more than 280. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief, Mariama Diallo, reports.
Government spokesperson Isaac Maura said on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that the explosion happened at the Mradi area in Nairobi's Embakasi neighborhood. One truck that was loaded with gas exploded, igniting a huge ball of fire that spread widely. He said the inferno damaged several vehicles and commercial properties. Neighborhood houses also caught fire, with a number of residents inside, given it was late at night. The scene has been secured and a command center is now in place to help coordinate rescue operations and other intervention efforts, he said. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a rare intervention, a senior U.S. official has urged Britain to reassess the size of its armed forces, given the numerous threats the West faces. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the official's comments echo concerns of senior military commanders in Britain.
British forces are currently taking part in Operation Prosperity Guardian, a multinational force targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen to safeguard commercial shipping in the Red Sea. And some 20,000 British troops are set to take part in Exercise Steadfast Defender 2024, NATO's biggest drills since the Cold War. But critics argue that behind that veneer, Britain's armed forces are underfunded, under-equipped, and facing a recruitment crisis. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The UN Food Agency says it has received reports of people dying from starvation in Sudan, where raging fighting between rival generals is hampering the distribution of aid and food supplies to those most hungry. The 10 months of clashes between the Sudanese military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the Rapid Support Forces, a powerful paramilitary group commanded by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, has decimated vast swaths of the northeastern African country. The conflict erupted last April in the capital of Khartoum and quickly spread to other areas of the country. World Food Program says that some 18 million people across Sudan currently face acute hunger, with the most desperate trapped behind the front lines of the conflict. A new poll of U.S. voters shows half of adults in the U.S. think Israel's war in Gaza has gone too far. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 33% of Republicans say Israel's military response has gone too far. For independents, it's 52%, and for Democrats, it's 62%. In all, 50% of U.S. adults now believe Israel's military offensive has gone beyond what it should have. And the poll shows that 31% of U.S. adults approve of the Biden administration handling of the conflict, including 46% of Democrats. Donna Warder, Washington.
The two 16-year-old convicted killers of a transgender teenager in northwestern England nearly a year ago have been given minimum sentences of 20 and 22 years. Justice Amanda Yip lifted the reporting restrictions on naming the murderers of 16-year-old Brianna Gay. They were identified as Manchester Crown Court on Friday as Scarlett Jenkinson and Eddie Ratcliffe. The horrific murder shocked the nation. Gay was stabbed with a hunting knife 28 times in her head, neck, chest, and back in broad daylight after being lured to a park in the town of Warrington on February 11, 2023. Ratcliffe was given a minimum sentence of 20 years, and Jenkinson must serve at least 22 years in prison. I'm Alexis Strope.